Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
I could scarcely believe the news. I was very upset to hear this. Jamie, to my mind, certainly wasn't afflicted with anything that would get him down. He was always the picture of good health. It was very, very surprising to me.
You did work with him for some time on the set of Issa Dingo. What was it like to work with him on a professional and also to be with him on a personal level?
I think the time that we spent together, it always left me with tremendous feeling of warmth. And Jamie always had a sparkling wit, and he was a highly intelligent man. He was completely devoted to the craft. An absolute professional, and this reflected in the work that he turned out. It was a privilege working with him, and it wasn't just in the work that we did together. Often as professionals, you end up attending certain events together, industry-related events. He was a tremendous ambassador for the industry, especially where his warm, magnetic personality was felt, and I remember him fondly, and I'm, you know, even now I just think back to all the times that we shared, and it was a tremendous privilege knowing him.
Bartlett did become a household name for his roles on Rhythm City as well as Issa Dingo, among the many other films that he's done. Now, his character was someone that viewers loved to hate. How would you say he developed himself into becoming such a seasoned actor?
He was very attentive to his craft, and for him, the development of his skills was the cornerstone of his career. So he would never relax about being good enough. He was always getting better, and he was very passionate about that. And it's something that he carried with him, not just in his daily life, but he encouraged others as well to push themselves to be better, to develop new and better skills as performers. So he would never rest on his accolades. He would never rest on being one of the most popular and recognizable personalities in our industry. For him, it was always about being more than you were yesterday.
He was also known as someone to guide young actors in their careers, help them develop themselves to be future actors and actresses. How great of a loss is this for the industry?
People will feel his loss. You know, he was a tremendous ambassador for the industry, and he was always encouraging people to align themselves with professional standards, to be heard about championing actors' rights in the industry. For him, his involvement in the industry was a lot more than just managing his own career. It was about making the industry better for everyone. And he had a very keen sense that young performers represent the future of our industry. And if we don't correct the mistakes of our industry now, there'll be very little of our industry left for those who will come after us. And I think they too will feel his loss.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.